and the governments of Ontario.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new extended live off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. I turn on all my synths, make sure they're all in tune, press record, cross my fingers, and just go for it. I was lucky enough to grow up with a great record collection. My folks had good taste in music and had a pile of vinyl with a more than decent stereo to play it on. I'm pretty sure I was obsessed from the beginning. Music was always on in the house, in the car, and growing up in the 80s, on the TV. The music of the 60s and 70s was obviously what hit me first. Being able to play records by the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Steve Miller, the Rolling Stones, Queen, and the Beach Boys was the gateway to where I am now. My grandparents played music too, so I was exposed to live music in the air as early as I can remember. I'm not sure what the first concert I ever saw was. It's a toss-up between the Beach Boys at the Minnesota State Fair in 1983 or Raffi at Selkirk Auditorium. I must have seen something before that. Our local fair in Thunder Bay always had a focus on live music, so I'm sure some of that made its way into my ears. My uncles were musicians as well, and I could always hear them jamming upstairs at my grandparents' place whenever we were there. But it was the banjo that first blew my mind. We showed up at my dad's parents' house one day, and their neighbor was over, sitting in the kitchen right when we walked in, just ripping it on the banjo. I really couldn't believe the sound and the amount of notes that were coming out of that thing. Once I realized that I could see music played live, I was all over it. Seeing Platinum Blonde at the Gardens in 85 was a big one for me. That was the first modern rock show I saw, and I was into it. I'd already started playing keyboards by then, but seeing that show, which to me seemed like the biggest, craziest concert I could have imagined, was like I was transported right into one of the videos I watched relentlessly on Much Music. I'm not sure how I got signed up, but I played live for the first time in 1989, a lunchtime talent show at a local mall. Just me and a synth and a drum machine. Probably wasn't too long after that that I started my first band and started playing live as often as I could. That's pretty much a direct line to where I am now. Are you excited to see live music again? While I was lucky enough to play a good handful of shows, either with Current Fantasy, The Trues, or The Mercenaries through 2020, I haven't got to actually be in the audience for a concert in a long time. It's coming, though. I can hear it. Hope you're able to get out there and support and enjoy live music soon. I know I can't wait. Until then, here I am. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.
These two strands together, and the Daleks are finished. Have I that right?
To destroy the Daleks, you can't doubt it.
But I do. You see, some things could be better with the Daleks. Many future worlds will become allies just because of their fear of the Daleks.
It isn't like that.
The final responsibility is mine. And mine alone. If someone who knew the future pointed out a child to you and told you that that child would grow up totally evil, to be a ruthless dictator who would destroy millions of lives, could you then kill that child? Do I have the right? Simply touch one wire against the other, and it's it.
the Daleks cease to exist. Hundreds of millions of people, thousands of generations can live without fear, in peace, and never even know the word Dalek.
Then why wait? If it was a disease or some sort of bacteria you were destroying, you wouldn't hesitate.
Why kill? Wipe out a whole intelligent life form? Then I become like them. I'd be no better than the Daleks.
Doctor!
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. Thank you. And that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on The Hawk, CIOI, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. All the music featured in the last hour has been written, improvised, manipulated, and performed live off the floor by myself. There's lots more music and videos at currentfantasy.com, and you can find more of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and everywhere else you get your tunes. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. Back next week, same time, for more Electronic Encounters.